ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिम् असुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः प्रकृतेर्गुणसम्मूढाः सज्जन्ते गुणकर्मसु तान् कृत्स्नविदो मन्दान् कृत्स्नभिन्नविचालयेत् सो प्रकृतिगुणसम्मूढाः సమ్మూఢ మీన్స్ డెల్యూడెడ్ పీపుల్ మూఢ డెల్యూడెడ్ సమ్మూఢ డెల్యూడెడ్ ఓన్లీ టోటలీ డెల్యూడెడ్ వై డెల్యూడెడ్ ప్రకృతి గుణ సమ్మూఢ ప్రకృతి గుణ మీన్స్ వాట్ నౌ సీ ఎనీథింగ్ ప్రకృతి మీన్స్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ ప్రకృతి గుణ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ మాడిఫైడ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ ప్రకృతి గుణ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎవ్రీ హోల్ జగత్ ఈస్ ప్రకృతి గుణ ఓన్లీ హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఈస్ ప్రకృతి గుణ ఓన్లీ So this body, mind, and complex also is prakriti guna. So prakriti guna sammudaha means what? Those who are ahankaris. Ahankari means what? Not a wrong thing. Isn't it? Not nothing wrong to, not to, we don't need to feel bad about being ahankaris. See, when you do not have discriminative knowledge of what is atma, what is anatma, then naturally anatma is what? Prakriti gunaha is anatma. ప్రకృతి గుణ ఇస్ వాట్ నౌ అనాత్మ వాట్ ఈస్ అనాత్మ హియర్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇసన్ట్ ఇట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ది మైండ్ సెన్సెస్ ప్రాణాస్ ఆల్ ఫిజియాలజికల్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎక్సెల్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ ఆల్సో ఇస్ వాట్ నౌ అనాత్మ ఓన్లీ బట్ హియర్ ప్రకృతి గుణ సమూఢ మీన్స్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ బై విచ్ ఈస్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ యాజ్ ది ఐ విచ్ ఈస్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ యాజ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ is called what now? Prakriti, you know, that wrong identity is what now? It's a little delusion only. So, prakriti gunaihi sammudaha means having the essence in the body, mind, sense complex, having identity with the body, mind, sense complex, the prakriti gunas, thereby claiming anatma to be the atma, isn't it? Thereby saying, those who are essence in the body, mind, sense complex, they're all what now? Sammudaha. Kakailu people. That means they do not discriminatively know what Atma is, what Anatma is. See, if I told even this morning class, the physical separation of Atma and Anatma is not possible. But cognitive separation is possible, isn't it? That discriminatory knowledge is not there. Then what happens naturally, the essence will be only in the body, mind and complex. For you, Aham is only Anatma. Because you do not know what Atma is. Then this body mind complex are all involved in activities. Then naturally what happens when the essence is there, the activities of the anatma are mistaken for the activities of the atma. Then what will be the notion you have? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Natural, isn't it? That's called guna sammoda. Such people who have doership and enjoyership, who entertain the notion I am the doer and the enjoyer, such people are attached to karma. Guna karmasu sajjante. Guna karmasu sajjante means what now? They attach themselves to the activities which are found on the part of anatma. That is the meaning. Guna karma sajjante. Such people, it is not a big crime or anything. Why people associate themselves with activities? Why people attach themselves to activities? Because there's a notion, I am the doer. The strong notion is there. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer notion is so strong. Because there's identity is with the body, mind, is complex. Because for them, Atma, I'm not saying, you should not think I'm not the body, mind, is complex. Not to say that. Atma is not just the body minus complex, isn't it? Atma is something different, isn't it? That is not known. Such people attach themselves to the activities. Such people, they are akritsna vidaha. Such deluded people are akritsna vidaha. Kritsna vid means one who knows thoroughly, one who knows everything completely is a kritsna vid. One who knows everything thoroughly means what now? One who knows the inseparability of Atma and Anatma. At the same time, one who knows distinctly what Atma is, what Anatma is, what Atma is not, what is Satyam of that, what is Mithya. Isn't it? You can't physically separate wave and water. The physical separation of wave and water is not possible. Isn't it? But there is, you have to distinctly know what water is and what the wave is. Is it, what is that? Wave is H2O plus Namarupa wave, but isn't it? But what is the Satyam there? What is the Mithya there? H2O alone is Satyam, the Namarupa is Mithya, which has dependent existence. That is, you don't physically separate it there, but you separate them what now? You have the distinct knowledge of what water is, what Namarupa wave is, discriminatively, isn't it? You have that cognitively, you have separation. That cognitive distinction, isn't it? Not physical separation, is called what now? Jnanam. And once that jnanam is not there, then they are akritsna vidaha. Akritsna vidaha means those who do not know things clearly. Those who do not have Atma Anatma Viveka clearly, they are called Akritsna Vidaha. They have the knowledge, I am the knowledge is there, some knowledge is there, they are like animals, but still what knowledge is not there? I am what? That knowledge is not there. Isn't it? That I is what? That knowledge is not there. Therefore, Akritsna Vidaha. So, akritsna vidaha, such people are mandaha. Still, they are not cognitively very skillful to appreciate this truth, but they will appreciate, okay, this fact. So, he says, akritsna mandaha, such people, kritsna vitha na vichalayet. Kritsna vitha means one who knows very clearly. What kritsna vitha means one who knows entirely, one who knows thoroughly what Atma is, what Anatma is, what Atma is not. And here Atma and Anatma are how inseparable, but still Anatma alone is involved in activities. Anatma without Atma cannot even exist, cannot even function. But Atma by itself does not do any actions, isn't it? One who knows this Atmanatma Viveka very well, he is called a Kritsnavita. Such a person should not go and confuse who? Akritsnavita. So let the Akritsnavita, allow the Akritsnavita do the karma. Don't go and talk to them, confuse them. The same thing was said much earlier when, Karma Sanginam Buddhi Bedam na Janayet. The same thing was said earlier once again. Now again he is saying Krishna Vitta Akrishna Vidaha Navichalayet. One who knows very clearly should not go and confuse those who do not know things very clearly. Let them be doing. Now they have to be doing like this will help them what now? To grow out, to grow, to become subtle, to become cognitively skillful, then they will one day the day will come, they will start will come to this appreciation of this Atma Anatma Viveka. Understand now? But when they do not have appreciation, do not understand subtle fact, because you know that, don't go and confuse people saying, come on, this is not right. Now don't do karma. No. Isn't it? That's why Krishna Vite, Akrishna Vidaha, Mandan na vichalayet. See, not only you should know, after Krishna is telling Arjuna, hey Arjuna, the one who knows what Atma is not, what Anatma is, how Atma is of the nature of actionlessness, Anatma alone is involved in all the activities and functions, but Anatma by itself cannot even exist, so cannot function, cannot be involved in any functions and activities if Anatma is not blessed by Atma. This is the fact, isn't it? Once who know this, that's fine. Even after knowing this, what? For the well-being of society, you should be active. You can't even then, even as a Krishnavita, for the well-being of society, you have to be active. You can't say, I don't need to do anything. Atma doesn't do anything. I don't do any activities. You can't, it's not for sitting. It's not for ignoring or keep becoming lazy or idle. It's only for, isn't it? It's only for avoiding the anxiety. Knowledge is not for not doing activities. Knowledge is, in fact, in jnanam, your activities can be more constructive, more contributive, and more helpful and more rendering, isn't it? More giving, actually. When in ajnanam, when you do, because to avoid anxiety, to avoid fear, to avoid tension, to avoid stress, isn't this? When you do without anything, see, doing in happiness, remaining in happiness is different from doing something for happiness. When you do things for happiness, it involves anxiety and fear. Whereas when you are doing, being happy, you are, there is only expression of fullness. That is the difference, isn't it? So as a jnani also has to do. But ajnani has to definitely do. As a jnani, even if you are a jnani, you have no right to go and confuse other people who are active. That is the meaning of this verse. So Arjuna's question was what? Why should I do karma? Krishna continues, goes on and on and on. We are seeing every week now. We'll see the Bhashyam part. प्रकृतेः गुणैः मूढाः सो प्रकृतेः गुणैः मूढाः व्हाट इज द मीनिंग दोस हु आर डेल्यूडेड बाय हैविंग आइडेंटिटी विद बॉडी माइंड एंड कॉम्प्लेक्स अहंकार ओके व्हाट इज अहंकार हियर सी दिस बॉडी माइंड सेंस कॉम्प्लेक्स इज व्हाट नाउ प्रकृति गुणः Prakriti Gunaha means what now? Material product. Prakriti Gunaha means material products. Material. So what is material? Material products? They're all inert by themselves. But how do they become conscious and sentient? Because of the blessing of consciousness. Isn't it? But what is here? What do the people do here? They mistake the body, mind, and complex for Atma. Then they have identity with the body means complex. That is called what now? Having wrong identity is what now? That is how they become jiva. That is how they become, they attain, no, this ahankara. Then they are deluded by that. Then sammohitaha.
Sammohitaha.
See, mudaha, she used one more word, sammohitaha. What is mudaha? Sammohitaha. Santaha. Sammohitaha santaha means what? Remaining deluded. Sajjante.
Sajjante.
They attach themselves. Where? Gunanam.
Karmasu.
Guna karmasu. Gunanam karmasu means here body is a gunaha, mind is a gunaha, sense organs are gunaha. Listen now, gunaha. And then physiological functions all gunaha only. So gunanam karmasu, of all the act in the activities of the body, mind, sense complex. In the activities of the mind, the thinking is what now? Gunakarma. Thinking is what? Gunakarma. Cognizing is what? Gunakarma. Remembering is what? Gunakarma. Forgetting is what? Gunakarma. Forgetting also gunakarma. Understand now? Feeling jealousy is what? Gunakarma. feeling hateful is what now? Guna karma. Being hateful is what now? Guna karma. It's all guna karma only. Feeling pleasure, going through pleasure is what now? Experience of pleasure is what? Guna karma. Experience of pain is what? Guna karma. Any experience also is what now? Guna karma. Please say that. Guna karma. Guna karma is what now? Functions of the mind. Okay. Seeing is what? Guna karma. Hearing? Guna karma. All the functions, sense are guna karma. Walking, sitting, getting up and all that, what now? Guna karma. Guna karma means what? Karmas of the gunas. What are the gunas? Expressions, modified form of prakriti. Simple. Is it clear now? So, guna karmasu sajjante attach themselves. Sajjante means what? Attach themselves to the activities. That means what? When the body walks, I walk. I see, I see. Body, no, this pain in the mind, I am upset. Mind is upset, I am upset. Mind knows, I know. No, there is, so this is called attaching themselves to all the activities and functions of the body mind's complex, which are guna karmas. Who do that? Sammudaha, deluded people. Who are the deluded? Who do not know the, do not have the viveka, discriminative knowledge. So he says, how do they, now Shankara explains beautifully, vayam karma kurmaha,
vayam karma kurmaha,
phalaya,
phalaya.
So we do this particular activity, particular action for this fruit, phalaya, for this fruit, for reaping this fruit, we do this action, iti. They think, we are doing this karma for this fruit. Thinking, they do. Iti. Tan. Karma sanginaha.
Karma
sangi means what? No, those who are attached to activities. Being attached to activities means what? Two things are there. Attachment to activities means two meanings are there. One meaning is, thinking that I am the doer, is what now? Thereby I am doing is what, that notion is what now? Attaching oneself to the activities. And being dependent on the performance of activity and the fruit of the activity for one's happiness also what now? Attachment to action. Is it clear now what attachment to actions? So karma sanginaha, those who are attached to activities, who are they? Akritsna vidaha. Akritsna vidaha means what? Those who do not know things completely, entirely, thoroughly. They know something, but they do not know everything. So, people of incomplete knowledge. Karma phalamatra.
Karma phalamatra.
Darshinaha.
Darshinaha.
Shankara gives akritsna. Kritsna means entire. Kritsna vid means one who knows entirely. Akritsna vid means what? One who does not know everything thoroughly. That means what? Shankara says here, phala matra, karma phala matra darshinaha. They only think what? If I do the karma, this karma will get me this fruit. Karma phala matra darshi means those who have only fruit of action in their front. It means what? Those who are committed to the accomplishment of the fruit of action. For them, phalam is everything. Fruit of action is the aim. Therefore, they do that. They do not know really. Karma phalamatra darshi. They only think of the fruit of the action. Such people do not really know. He says, mandan.
Mandan.
Manda pragyan. Manda pragyaha means those who are not adequately cognitively skillful. Okay? Those who are not adequately, isn't it? Those do not have adequate cognitive skills are called manda pragyaha. Such people, Krishna vite, Atmavite. Krishna vite means what? Atmavite. One who knows the Atma, he definitely knows what Atma is not. If one knows what Atma is, he knows what Atma is not. Can you say that? Oh, he knows Atma, but he does not know what Atma is not. Can you say that? No. If one person knows what Atma is, he definitely knows what Atma is not also. Once he knows what Atma is not, he knows what Anatma is. If he knows what Anatma is, he knows what is Prakriti Gunaha. If he knows what is Prakriti Gunaha, what is Chaitanyam, what is Atma, what is Anatma, isn't it? One who knows what Atma is, knows what Atma is not. If he knows what Atma is not, he knows that what Anatma is. If he knows what Anatma is, he knows Anatma is nothing but Prakriti Gunaha, material. Even what Anatma is Prakriti Gunaha, he knows guna karmas belong to the Prakriti Gunaha, not to the Atma. Then such a person, he may be doing activities, he may be involved in activities, but still he is what now? He knows Atma is not the doer. Therefore, there is no doer without the Atma, there is no enjoyer without the Atma, but Atma is not the doer, he knows very clearly. Such a person is who now? One who knows very clearly. He is who what now? Krishnavit. Isn't it? Krishnavit swayam na vichalayet. Say no?
Swayam na vichalayet.
He should not by himself, he should not go and move, shake others, the confused people, no? Don't go and tell them anything wrongly. Don't misguide them. You shouldn't misguide. That means what? See, the people attached to activities should be allowed to do activities. That's the only way they will grow out of, isn't it, desire for activities. Buddhi Beda Karanam. Eva Chalanam. See, they remain still. They are still in ignorance. Okay? They are still in ignorance. Minds are still in ignorance. And don't go on, isn't it? Don't go on skasam, isn't it? Don't create slush there. Allow it to be as it is, okay? Na chalanam, don't move. Buddhi bhedakaranam is what now? Causing confusion is what now? Buddhi bhedakaranam. Tat na kuryat ityartha. See, Krishna says, as a jnani also one should do karma. As a jnani one has to do karma. Even if a jnani knows very clearly what Atma is, what Atma is not, what Anatma is, how Atanatma is Prakriti Gunaha, Prakriti Gunas alone are involved in activities, but Atma is not of, Atma is the nature of actionlessness. Atma does not do any action, but Anatma without Atma's blessing cannot do any actions. Everything thoroughly one who knows is a Krishnavit. Such a person should remain quiet. He should be doing happily and allow other person who is doing for happiness. Understand now? Yes. See how important it is to perform actions. To keep oneself intelligently engaged and occupied is very important. That is how a buddhi shakti is prevented from becoming senile and all that. Isn't it? We can avoid senility otherwise. Okay. Katham punaha.
Katham punaha.
Karmani adhikritena.
Karmani adhikritena.
Agyena.
Agyena.
Mumukshna.
Mumukshna.
Karma kartavyam.
Karma kartavyam.
Iti uchyate.
Iti uchyate.
Okay. Okay. That means, one who has ajnanam, look at this, one who has atma ajnanam, one who does not have atma anatma viveka, viveka jnanam, does not have discriminative knowledge of what is atma, what atma is not, what anatma is, such a person is what now? Atma ajnaha. Ajnaha means what? Ignorant. One who is ignorant of the self is ajnaha. And such a person, one who is ignorant of the self, definitely has doership and enjoyership. One who does not know the self very clearly, he definitely has what now? Doership and enjoyership. One who has doership and enjoyership, why? Because he still has identity with the body, mind, sense complex. One who does not know the self has identity with the body, mind, sense complex, thereby very strong notions about the self being doer and enjoyer. Such a person is what now? Karmani adhikritaha. He still has to perform actions. Even after jnanam, one has to perform actions. Before jnanam, until one becomes a jnanam, also one has to do karma. Karmani adhikritaha means the one who is qualified, eligible to do karma. Understand now? One has to do karma adhikritaha. Adhikaraha. Karmani adhikaraha. Adhikama, one who has all the rights to do karma. One who has to do karma is karmani adhikritaha. Such a person is ajnaha. For him, ajnaha. So a person has still to do karma. If he is still ignorant, but he is a mumukshu. But he wants freedom from bondage. That means what? Mumukshuda. What? How should karma be done? If a person is seeker of moksha is what now? Seeker of jnanam. But still what now? He is still ajnaha. He is still karmani adhikritaha. He has to do karma. Then how should he perform karma? As a mumukshu, as a jignasu, how should, say, as a jignasu, as a mumukshu, as ignorant person, how should one do karma? How an ignorant person who wants to become a jnani, who wants to become free from bondage, should perform karma? That is said in this following verse. What will be said? Can you guess? Karma yoga. I'm not repeating, okay? Look, book is repeating. Mayi sarvani karmani.
Mayi sarvani karmani.
Sanyasyadhyatma chetasa.
Sanyasyadhyatma
chetasa. Sanyasyadhyatma chetasa.
Sanyasyadhyatma
chetasa. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva.
Nirashir nirmamo
bhutva. Yudhyasva vigatajvaraha. Yudhyasva vigatajvaraha. Okay. Krishna says, everybody is ajnaha only. Okay? Okay, wise person also will be doing karma happily. Ruled out now. Now you think only about the ignorant people. Ignorant people, either they'll be what now? Karmis, or they'll be jignasus or mukshus. Those who are mukshus and jignasus, how should they be doing karma? They also should be relaxed. They can do their karma very, very relaxed. Okay? A karmi will be highly tensed and anxious and then worried and then... Understand? All the time anxious. He'll be what now? It's called jwara. Okay? Always being anxious of what is going to happen, how am I going to complete it, what will others say, whether... This is what now? This being anxious is what now? Emotional jwaraha. Okay? And then once you're emotionally, you have emotionally restless and agitated, physically also you'll be, how? You won't be very healthy. Okay? That's called jwaraha. Emotional jwaraha. Not physical jwaraha. Emotional, not hay fever. It is really what? Mental fever. What is that? Anxiety, fear, tension. Oh my God. Isn't it? Fear. There's always fear. There's always insecurity. There's always anxiety. There's always tension. There's always stress. And then whether I will be better than somebody else or somebody else will do better than me, whose performance will be better than whose? Okay, that tension will all be there. A karma yogi will be least bothered. Know why? Relaxed. Vigata jwaraha. Such anxiety-free mind is that what now? mind there is what? Vigata Jwaraha. No fear, no tension, no anxiety, no insecure feeling. So relaxed. Why? What is that which helps a person to be so relaxed? What is which helps a person to be Vigata Jwaraha, not Prapta Jwaraha? Okay, Prapta Jwaraha means what now? One has got all the problems is Prapta Jwaraha, burdened. See, if you are burdened, if you are mentally not... Kalani, in a class, you are in trains, you are cancelled. You are badram kanna. So here, what happens? Now, Jwaraha, you know, how... One can become, see, if you're mentally not peaceful, not relaxed, then you are burdened. Once you are burdened, that is what heavy, you feel heavy. Mental heaviness, mental burden. At least speaking, what is the burden? If you are agitated and restless and anxious and tensed and frightened and scared and, you know, then you are burdened. If you are free, relaxed means what? You are light. Light-minded, heavy-minded, burdened-minded. If you are burdened, you are what now? Prapta Jwaraha. If you are free, you are light, you are Vigata Jwaraha. Isn't it? Prapta Jwaraha, Vigata Jwaraha. Prapta Jwaraha, Bhagavan doesn't mention. Okay, I add this. Prapta Jwaraha means what? One has got fever. One who is free from fever, one who has got it off fever is who now? Vigata Jwaraha, isn't it? So, how can one be Prapta Jwaraha, say Vigata Jwaraha, sorry, Vigata Jwaraha, does that mean he should sit without doing any activities at all? No. You are very relaxed because nothing to do. No. You are doing so many things, but still you are doing everything relaxed-minded. At the same time, you continue to be relaxed. Before doing, you are relaxed. While doing, you are relaxed. After doing also, you are relaxed means what? Then you are Vigata Jwaraha. Before doing, fear and anxiety, tension. While doing, anxiety. After doing, again, anxiety continues and fear continues. What will be the fruit? How am I going to do? You know, that means what? This is called Jwaraha, isn't it? This Jwaraha, he is free from Jwaraha means light, relaxed, minded. Before doing, while doing, after doing also. How is it possible? Krishna says now, how you should do for that, to be like that? To be a Vigata Jwaraha, how you should do, how you perform actions? He says, Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya. Submit, offer all your activities to me. Bhagavan says, what now? Offer all your activities to me means what? Sanyasya means, don't say giving up activities to Bhagavan. Not leaving activities. Sanyasya means, many people think, go to Bhagavan, tell Bhagavan, come on, these are all my activities, you take over. That is not the way. Offering all one's activities to Bhagavan. What does it mean here? How can you offer activities to Bhagavan? What is action? What is offering one's activities? Who is Bhagavan? How are you going to offer? Is he going to come and take it from you? Offering? No offering we Bhagavan takes. Here offering is only in your attitude. Isn't it? Offering one's activities to Bhagavan means dedicating one's activities to Bhagavan. Dedicating activities to Bhagavan. It means what? If being clear about the purpose of living this life. What am I living this life, damn life for? What am I living this life for? Ultimately, what am I living this life for? That is only for moksha. 100% clear. There is no doubt. What is moksha? Discovering the fullness which is already there is discovery of freedom which is there. Unless and until you discover fullness, you are a limited being. And as long as you remain a limited being, you feel bound. Isn't it? You feel samsari. So, what is freedom here? What is moksha? discovering the freedom which is already there, discovering the fullness which is already there, for which discovery of the self is discovery of the reality, discovery of the reality is discovery of fullness, it is already there. That is the moksha. That is what I am living this life for. Ultimately, that is what I am living this life for. But for that jnanam is my end. That the discovery of fullness is discovery of Bhagavan. Once this is very clear, then what are you doing this now? I am doing all that I had to do, isn't it? I have to pursue artha and kama to live the life. To live the life. What am I doing these actions for? Because of artha kamas. What am I doing these actions for? To pursue artha and kama. What am I pursuing artha kamas for? To live this life. What am I living this life for? Discovering fullness. So, but how should I do for this karma then? In conformity with dharma. So all my actions I am doing for to fulfill the needs I have while living this life. I have many needs. To fulfill my needs, to fulfill my desires, now I'm doing activities. But I'm living this life ultimately to discover moksha. What am I doing for? What am I living for? Should be very clear. I'm not doing karma for discovering moksha. Understand now? I'm living this life to discover moksha, but I'm doing the karma to live my life. That must be very clear. To live my life. But therefore, that is very clear. Then all your actions become what now? Become offered to Bhagavan. That is called Mayi Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya. Understand now? And while doing the karma to live the life, to pursue artha kamas, see that all your actions are governed by your knowledge of right and wrong, not by your own whims and fancies. Then that becomes what? No. No. Then all the actions become offered to Bhagavan. Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya. Adhyatma chetasa. What chetas here? Adhyatma chetas. Adhyatma chetas means don't think with the mind, okay? With the proper attitude. When you do perform your activities with the proper attitude of offering all actions to Bhagavan in conformity with dharma, and whatever comes in life also, what now? You look at everything as nothing is permanent except one thing. Except reality, except moksha, except Bhagavan, except the Atma, nothing is permanent. Everything comes and goes. So all the punya papas come in the form of our own punya papas, come in the form of pains and pleasures. They all come and go. Nothing is permanent. Once I know, they are all determined by the natural laws. Laws are Ishvara. Therefore, law ordained fruits are what now? Prasada. If this attitude of looking at everything as prasada is also there, then that is what now? Adhyatma chetasa, all your actions become offered to Bhagavan. Is it clear now? So he says, and once you do it, nirashihi. Nirashihi means free from desires, being free from the hold of desires. Your actions are not driven by your own likes and dislikes. Your actions, even though you are doing your actions to fulfill your desires, but still you know the fulfillment of desires will not even any karma phalam, fulfillment of your desires will not bless you with what? Fullness you are seeking. Isn't it? Fulfillment of desires will not result in fullness. That you know very well. But then nirashi, why you are nirashi? Why that you are free from binding disease means you do activities expecting the fruit, but still you are very clear whatever is ordained to happen will happen. I am doing what is to be done in conformity with dharma. Okay, I'm not saying anyway what is going to come will come, let me not do anything. I'm not sitting like that. I'm doing what is to be done in conformity with dharma, but whatever is going to come is going to come. Prasada. Once you know everything is prasada, where is the question of being anxious now? You can't be anxious, isn't it? Because everything is prasada. Then nirashi. Then nirmamaha also, there's no mamakara. You are free from sense of possession also. What is that? It is, once you have understanding, everything is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. You can't even say everything is Ishvaras. Everything is Ishvara. Isn't it? And where is what? You yourself are Ishvara. You belong to Ishvara. What then? Where is yours? Therefore, nothing, you know, with this understanding of Bhagavan being the whole, then when you do karma, you are free from this, the hold of disease. You are free, you are doing karma, still you are free from the hold of desires. Understand now? Then you are also what, no, free from sense of possession. Nirashihi, nirmamaha, mayi sarvani karmani sannyasya, adhyatma chetasa. When you, hey Arjuna, Yudhyasva, do your duties. May you do what is to be done. Do what is to be done. How? Being free from jwaraha. Being free from your mental fever, the anxiety. Understand now? Okay. We'll read the Bhashyam so it will become much clearer. Mayi. Krishna says Mayi. So Krishna stands for who? When Krishna says Mayi, what does it mean? He means as a fullness, isn't it? Mayi Vasudeve Parameshwara Sarvajnye Sarvatmani. Abha, Krishna said only one Mayi. Shankara makes it very clear. Which don't the Krishna means, don't think Radha Krishna or Gopala Krishna, Venugopala Krishna who's sitting there. Okay, oh, Krishna, one who was playing with all the gopis on the bank of Yamuna, you know that, who had nice fun and who was playing flute and then a great lover of music. You know, okay, Krishna was always playing flute and playing with all his cowherd, as a cowherd boy. Don't look at that Krishna. He says here, which Krishna? Vasudevaha. Vasudeva means what? The Lord, one who shines as all forms of wealth. Vasudeva, one who shines as the universe. Okay, Vasu means wealth. Devaha means effulgent, Lord. Okay, the effulgent reality which shines as the whole is what? Vasudevaha. Effulgent. Now, with reference to this room and opaque objects, this light is the Vasudeva. No way. Light alone shines as everything here. Minus light, all these objects are as good as non-existent. Know that. Similarly, Vasu means wealth, and whole jagat is wealth, and Vasudevaha means the effulgent reality which shines as the entire world of the wealth. Mahalakshmi, isn't it? It's called what now? Vasudevaha. Okay, that is Lord Krishna here. He says, Parama Ishwaraha, isn't it? Parameshwaraha. Parameshwara means absolute Lord. There is no second Lord. All that is there is only the Lord. We don't say second thing is there. Don't say one Lord and one slave. No, there is only the Lord. There is no Lord-slave difference. Please understand, when you say Parameshwara, all the whole jagat is what? We say what is there is only the Lord. We can't say one Lord, one slave. No. What is there is only the Lord. There is no second reality. There is no second thing other than the Lord. When you say absolute. Lord the absolute. One who shines as the whole. Parameshwara. And who is this Parameshwara? One who is the source of knowledge. The reality, who is of the source of knowledge, the whole jagat is what now? Manifestation of knowledge. The whole cosmos, we see, manifestation of knowledge. Know that? Knowledge is unmanifest, isn't it? The whole universe is what now? Knowledge manifest. So, sarvajnaha. Is it clear now? Sarvajnaha, all-knowing, absolute Lord, one shines as everything, and sarva atma, the self of all the beings. Self of all the beings. Krishna talks from the standpoint of what? The reality. As consciousness, as Atma he is talking. Krishna's identity is with what now? Chaitanya Atma, isn't it? Sarvatmani, Sarvani Karmani,
sarvani karmani
sanyasya
sanyasya
nikshipya
nikshipya
adhyatma chetasa
adhyatma chetasa.
Okay, adhyatma chetas means viveka buddhya. Adhyatma chetas means what? Don't adhyatma, people think something differently. Adhyatma chetas means buddhi, mind. Adhyatma chetas means what now? Viveka buddhya, with discriminative knowledge, with discriminative understanding. What is discriminative understanding you have now, even though I have not yet understood the fact that all that is there is only Bhagavan, only the reality, isn't it? The second thing other than the Lord in reality, but still now the Viveka Buddhi is there, isn't it? Viveka Buddhya, how do you undo now? He says, Sarvani, he says, Sanyasya Nikshipya. Nikshipya means what? Who is the doer here? Who is the doer? Without, look at this, body is the doer, mind is the doer, senses are the doers, isn't it? Pranas are the doers, but without the Atma, there is no doer possible, isn't it? Where are you now? You are also Bhagavan, isn't it? Everything is Bhagavan, you are also Bhagavan. So who is doing everything? Bhagavan is not the doer. There is no action between Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the doer of everything. Doer of everything is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the doer, but the doer of everything is Bhagavan. Understand now? So what you should be, Viveka Buddhya, when you say Viveka Buddhya, you do offer all your activities to Bhagavan. Because the performance of actions is inevitable, unavoidable. It is not possible to live the life without doing karma. Even the maintenance of the body involves what now? Performance of activities. So I am doing karma. I know karma cannot produce moksha. I know the limitation of karma. Karma has to be done to live the life. But I am living this life not for karma, for enjoying karma phalam, ultimately for moksha. I am doing this karma to reap the karma, get the karma phalam, to enjoy the karma phalam, to live the life. Understand now? Understand? To live the life for what? To prepare my mind for jnanam, moksha. If that is very clear, all that you do become offered to Bhagavan. Then you also awake a buddhi. What buddhi? Whatever comes is Brahma, Bhagavan's prasadam. Isn't it? Whatever comes is ardent by the law, prasadam. This awake a buddhya and you do all actions in conformity with dharma, then what happens now? No? You do whatever you have to do, then you are free from anxiety, you are free from tension, means what now? You understand? This nirashihi, you are not bound by disease also now. You are free from disease. Why? When you do everything for Bhagavan, you are free from, your actions are not driven by your own disease. Even though you are doing the actions for fulfilling your disease, but still you are not bound by desires. And you are free from sense of possession also. When you do, then all yudhyasva, you do what is to be done. And that is what is karma yoga. Then you can do whatever is to be done without any anxiety. Then you can be relaxed.
Yetat
mama matam
karma kartavyam
iti sapramanam uktam tat
tatha.
Okay, now Bhagavan says, yet yetat mama matam, this indeed is my view. Matam literally means opinion, view, contention. But when Krishna says my view, don't take it as contention. It is not like some other people say in their own books, my view. It's not a view, it's a vision of the fact. Okay, the problem, we should be very careful when you write it. So this is the vision of Shastram. When you say Bhagavan's vision is a fact, What is that? Karma kartavyam. Look at this. Kartavyam is a potential passive participle. Okay? Must be done. Karma kartavyam. Arjuna, don't ask why should I do karma. If I am a mumukshu, if I am a jigyasu, all that I want is only jnanam. Hey Krishna, why do you ask me to do karma? Understand? That one question he asked. The whole chapter Krishna explained what now, why he should do karma. Understand now? I really, all the youngsters should check the third chapter. They should really, just people who still live on government benefits should really go and see, understand all these things. Really. It's not right, isn't it? Anyway. So, they had to, the recession time, people had to help the government. So, ye idam me matam, what of karma kartavyam. Karma must be performed. Actions must be performed. Duties must be done. Not be shirked. Response should not be shirked, isn't it? Karma kartavyam iti sapramanam uktam. Sapramanam means what now? Pramanam is what now? No, authoritatively. No, very clearly. Sapramanam means what now? Without any doubt, without any hesitation, very clearly pointed out why karma should be done. Is it clear now? Sapramanam uktam. Now Bhagavan says,
Yeme matamidam nityam. Matamidam nityam. Anutishtanti manavaha. Shraddhavanto na suyantah. Muchyante te pi karma bihi.
Now he says, ye manavaha. Look at this. Ye manavaha. Manavaha means human being is called a manavaha because he follows Manu Dharma, isn't it? Manu Dharma follows a manavaha. Manushyaha. Okay, manushyaha. Those human beings, idam me matam anutishtanti nityam. Those who regularly, without fail, definitely follow this vision of mine. What is my vision? Krishna says. What is Krishna's vision? Karma kartavyam. One should perform karma. Nobody should sit idle, irrespective of whether you are a mukshu or not, whether you are a jigyasu or not, whether you are a jnani or a jnani, one should do karma. Look at this. Irrespective of who you are as a human being, as a jnani, you still have to do. As a jnani, you don't need to do, you still have to do. Understand? As ajnani, no choice, you have to do. As a jigyasu, you have to do. As a mukshu, you have to do. As a karma yogi, you do it with proper actions. As a karmi, what choice do you have? Okay? Do karma. Karma must be performed. There's no question of who need not do karma. Krishna himself made it very clear, only jnani need not do karma, but even jnani is doing. Karma kartavyam. Karma must be performed. Don't ask, don't ever raise any question why I should do karma. Okay, you're doing karma is to live this life. You can't just go and live on others. You can't be a parasite of the government, isn't it? You have to earn your living. You have to live your life. To live the life, you have to do karma. But living life, don't get engrossed enjoyment of pleasures and all those things. Live the life, you know, remember the purpose. Don't forget the purpose of living this life. Again and again and again and again, you have to be so satsanga. What is satsang? Satsang means association of people and things which remind you again and again and again, constantly stings you of your ultimate purpose of living this life. Okay? Then you are aiming at the goal. So you are living this life. But to live the life, what you should do? How are you going to live? You have to do karma. So where is the question of asking? Why should I ask the question, why should I do karma or not at all, Arjuna? So karma kartavyam, this is Bhagavan's vision. Bhagavan, those who follow, those human beings who follow this vision of mine, that karma must be done. No? Such people, he says, how do they follow Bhagavan's vision? Shraddhavantaha. When Bhagavan says, do karma with Isharpana Buddhihi, and see whatever comes, you know, and see that all your actions are not governed by your likes and dislikes. Your actions are governed by your knowledge of right and wrong. Then you are in conformity with dharma. When you do it also what? We do act it of offering it to Bhagavan. Then whatever comes is also what? No. Prasadaha. Isn't it? Because they all come and go. They are, you can't undo them. You can't change them. They come and go. They are ordained by natural law. Law is Bhagavan. The prasada. With this, keep on remembering this. No? What doubt is there here? Don't have any even tinge of... Don't be skeptical about this. Shraddhavantaha means having total faith in the words of Shastra. Without being critical, without finding fault, without being skeptical about what Shastra says, Shraddhavantaha. Understand now? Anasuyantaha. Anasuyantaha means what now? Here, literally, asuya means jealousy and matsaryam. No, matsaryam. Asuya and matsaryam, we have two words for jealousy. Isn't it? So when you do not enjoy what others have, then there is jealousy. Okay, sometimes when others enjoy what you have, still you don't like it. Because somewhere again you become ordinary. Anything which triggers your smallness. Okay, others' accomplishments, whenever you see others accomplishing things, will trigger your smallness, then there is a pain. That pain gets expressed as what now? Discomfort caused by the smallness triggered seeing others' accomplishments is called jealousy. Understand now? That's called, then you what do you say now? Somebody accomplishes something, immediately you say, oh, so you are critical of something. You want to say some small blemish about the other person so that somewhere you manage your discomfort. Isn't it? That is called being critical. Understand now? Jealousy. See, being critical sometimes also because of jealousy. So of course, sometimes you are critical because they deserve criticism. But sometimes you are simply critical also. Isn't it? So here, without being critical of what Shastram says, without being critical of, oh, whether it works or not, without being critical, anasuyantaha, with not saying anything about it, without being critical, without being skeptical, having total faith in the words of Shastram, Bhagavan's vision, those human beings who follow my vision of this, that one should perform karma. How they should perform karma? As yoga. Those who live a life of karma yoga. Following karma yoga, living, I'm not saying doing karma yoga. You never do karma yoga. You do karma with proper attitude, that karma becomes yoga. It's wrong to say I'm doing karma yoga. Understand now? Yoga is the attitude only. So, you do only karma. But how that karma becomes yoga? Because of your proper attitude involved, you have, with which you perform karma, that converts the karma into yoga. So those who live a life of karma yoga, those who follow karma yoga, knowing the importance and the inevitability and the, isn't it, of karma, performing karma, they are those who follow Bhagavan's vision. Such people, muchyante sarva karma bihi, they will be liberated, they will become free from bondage of all karmas. What karmas? While living, they will become free from agami karma, hanchitam karma. After the death, they will become free from prarabdha also. They will be free from sanchita agami, prarabdha karmas. That means what? They become free from karmas means they are free for good. Karma bihi muchyante. So, for moksha, for mochanam, to be muchyate, to be relieved, to be freed, what you should do? follow Bhagavan's vision. What is Bhagavan's vision? Do karma. How you should do karma? As yoga. So, finished. Okay, we'll do the bhasha. It's okay? And?
Yeme
means what now? Those people. Me, mama, my, madiyam. Me means what now? Madiyam. Me means mama. Mama means madiyam, my. Idam matam means what now? This vision of mine. Nityam means always, definitely. Definitely here. Nityam here is definitely, without fail.
Anutishtanti.
Anuvartante. Anutishtanti means what? Anuvartante. Follow. Anutishtanti means anuvartante. Follow. Humanavaha.
Humanavaha.
See, Shankara gives manavaha. What does it mean he gives? Manushyaha. Shraddhavantaha. Shraddhadanaha. Anasuyantaha.
Anasuyantaha.
Anasuyantaha means, he says, asuyancha.
Asuyancha.
Mayi. Paramagurau Vasudeve.
Paramagurau Vasudeve.
Akurvantaha.
Akurvantaha.
See, not being critical of me. Critical of me, the great, the teacher. Paramaguru, Bhagavan is the Paramaguru. There is no guru after Bhagavan, isn't it? There are so many gurus. For all of them, who is the beginning link of the lineage of teachers? Bhagavan. That's a big explanation, okay? That I can't do that now. How Bhagavan is the beginning link of the lineage of teachers. It's a big lecture I had to give on Dakshinamurti. Or Hayagriva. Okay. Paramagurau
Vasudeve
Akurvantaha. Asuyam Akurvantaha means what now? Not being critical of the teacher. Okay? Bhagavan, the teacher. Not being skeptical about the teaching also. Muchyante.
Muchyante.
Te api.
Te api.
Evam bhutaha.
Evam bhutaha.
Karma bihi.
Karma bihi.
Dharma adharma akhyaihi.
Dharma adharma akhyaihi.
See, they become free from all parvanta agami karmas, and is said, they become free from all punya papas. Dharma adharma akhyam means what now? They become free from punya and papa. That means what? Wise person does not have punyam or papam. Why? A wise person is free from enjoyership. I am the enjoyer notion is not there. Therefore, he has no punyam and papam. One has no punyam and papam means he has no pleasure and pain also. Isn't it? He becomes free. So that is, for really speaking, it's all notional. Bondage is in notion. Freedom also is in notion. There's no real bondage, real. If bondage is real, freedom is impossible. If freedom is real, okay, then there's no, don't need to attain. But we are attaining as though. You are attaining freedom, there's as though bondage, attaining freedom as though. Understand? Only in no, because bondage is in notion. Isn't it? No real bondage. Therefore, so all that as though bondage has to be only by jnanam. Isn't it?
Ye tve tadabhyasu yantaha. Tadabhyasu yantaha. Nano tishtanti me matam. Nano tishtanti me matam. Sarvajnana vimudham stan. Sarvajnana vimudham stan. Viddhi nashtana chetasaha. Viddhi nashtana chetasaha.
Here, now Bhagavan says, What, only one line Bhagavan says now. What is that? Live a life of karma yoga. You will be free from all karmas. You will become, you will attain jnanam. Living a life of karma yoga will result in what? Antakarna shuddhihi and antakarna naischarya. You will have calm, serene mind. You will have contemplative disposition of the mind. Thereby you will be able to contemplate. You will be blessed with the ascertained vision of the reality. In that vision of the reality, you will understand the self being the reality. And you will be free from what? You will have right perception of the self. In having the right perception of the self, you will be free from doership and enjoyership. Once you are free from doership and enjoyership, you are free. Isn't it? It's only in the notion. You are free from all punya papas. This is how jnanam, karma yoga will bless you. Karma yoga had going does directly bless you with moksha. Understand? Living a life of karma yoga is not the direct means for moksha. Living of karma yoga is the preparatory means, indirect means for moksha. How? See, moksha is jnanam. For jnanam, in jnanam you will be free from bondage, you will be free from you discovering freedom which is already there is jnanam, for which you need to dwell upon the nature of the self, which is contemplation. You need to know what the self is, and the contemplative disposition of the mind and the mental purity and sinness required for the contemplative mind also is what now you will be blessed with only if you live a life of karma yoga. There is no way of living, being mentally peaceful, you know, and discovering. Without shantam, there is no saukhyam. Discovery of saukhyam is only if you are peaceful and relatively peaceful, isn't it? And then in saukhyam, you are absolutely peaceful. But to have the shantam, you need to have what now? You have to live in tune with the dharma. Universal law and order. You can't just do whatever you want to do, rub against universal law and order, and you want it peaceful. Isn't it? It is difficult because you are part of the whole. You can't just live the way you want to live. You can fulfill your desires. You can have all your desires. You can fulfill all your desires. No problem. Do anything. Nothing is important in this universe. But whatever you do, see that you don't rub against the nature. For that obedience must be definitely that you have to obey to the law and order. How? You live in conformity with dharma. That's the only way you are eco-friendly, you are Bhagavan-friendly, you are nature-friendly, you are what now? Order-friendly. Otherwise, you are enemy. If you are enemy, Bhagavan will come with what now? With all gada, shulam and pinaka and all the astras, Bhagavan will come to punish you. With all anger, now with all the suffering what you go through is what now? So much of pain and agony, individually or socially, Samashti Bharata, we become the victims of some bombs, we become victims of all those things, we become victims of our own pains, physical pains, emotional pains, and family problems, and economic conditions, everything, all these problems are, what now? Bhagavan's anger. Why Bhagavan's anger is in the form of all our sufferings? There's no other anger. Bhagavan is angry. Why this tsunami? Why there is earthquake? Why there are suffering? Why there is drought? Why there are floods? Samashti. And then hearing you are quietly here, sitting nice, comfortably here. And there is something called latest discovery. What is that? The media brings all the news and you are also disturbed. You don't even see that. Enough. The news comes to you to cause pain in you. That is your paramda. Isn't it? So this is what we exhaust our punya papa, pain comes. Why? Bhagavan is angry. That means what? We are disturbing the order unknowingly or knowingly. How are you going to be friendly with Bhagavan? How are you going to pacify the nature's, Bhagavan's anger, isn't it? There's no way. Don't try to undo anything. Don't try to correct anything. You start your correction from you. How? You see, know your duties, know your responsibilities, do them in conformity with dharma. There is no sentimentality about your fulfilling your actions for your own. You can have your desires, no problem. But you see, your actions to fulfill your desires are not against the dharma, not against the law and order. Isn't it? This is what is the thing. Be eco-friendly means what now? Be Bhagavan friendly. Being Bhagavan friendly includes what? Being eco friendly also. It's very important. People don't think about these things. Only plastic they're thinking. You have all recycling. It's all fine. This behavior, you know, this is behavior is very important. How committed I am to dharma, that is very important. There begins our eco-friendly life. We are not only just removing the plastics. Of course, plastics we have to remove. I'm not saying no. But not just the removal of plastics. Clean life, morally clean, ethically clean, righteousness, they're all very important. Bhagavan does not say don't enjoy life. Enjoyment of life, you can enjoy, all the whole jagat is there in front of you for your enjoyment, but still to enjoy life, what do you need to do? Do in conformity with dharma. That is what Bhagavan says. Bhagavan does not say don't enjoy. For the sake of enjoyment, don't do wrong things. Do right things and enjoy. If you're doing right, if you can't get, means you're not destined to get, that's all. That but isn't it? Somehow I had to means then Bhagavan will punish you. That is what is dharma. See, all dharmam chara, one teaching, big teaching, you know, you have, there's no go, no other way. You have to be in, you have to, all your life must be in harmony with the universal law and order, for which you have to work, you have to do karma. And doing karma must be in conformity with dharma. Only way. Okay? When you do, of course, what choice do you have? You are living this life to discover fullness, means everything becomes offered to Bhagavan. Whatever comes, what choice do you have? Can you undo anything, situations? No. They all come and go. Understand the nature, be mature, understand the facts, be mature, accept them, they all come and go. Then there's prasada buddhi, all equanimous. Isn't it? This makes you a very strong, mature. It's a mature attitude towards life. Then you live, then what happens now? This is called karma yoga. If you live this way, naturally, no, you are peaceful. And peaceful means you are prepared for contemplative life. Contemplative life, you don't need to go and ask. Okay? You cannot miss the vision of Bhagavan. That's what he says here. Then moksha is definite. Living life karma yoga does not directly give you moksha, but it prepares you for jnanam. Thereby it blesses you with moksha. Therefore, karma yoga's indirect means for moksha. Bhagavan says, te api karma bihi muchyante. You know, become free from all punya papas. If they do not follow this, what happens? If they do not live a life karma yoga, what happens? They are not Bhagavan friendly. They are not nature friendly. They are not eco friendly. They are not universal law and order friendly. They are very disorder friendly, isn't it? Not order friendly. Therefore, Bhagavan says, such people are what now? They will be lost. Okay? They will be lost. They will make the whole life a waste, a vain. They will be lost. So he is saying the next shloka.
Ye tve tadabhya suyantaha.
Ye tve tadabhya suyantaha.
Nano tishtanti me matam. Nano tishtanti me matam. Me matam ye na anutishtanti. First he said ye anutishtanti. Now he says ye na anutishtanti. Okay, na anutishtanti tishtanti. Those who follow, those who do not follow. Now you know very well, those who follow will be liberated. Those who do not follow, not only will be remain, will be kept bound. That's at least for at least not this janma, next janma. They'll be lost. You know, that means what? We'll see here. Ye tu yetad me matam. Okay, abhyasuyantaha na anutishtanti. Those people who do not follow this vision of mine. Why they do not follow this vision of mine? Because they do not respect this vision. Why they do not respect this vision? Because they do not follow, because they don't respect. If you have respect for something, you will follow that. Why don't follow? Because you don't respect. Why no respect? Because you are critical. Why you are critical? Because you are doubtful. You are skeptical. Is it clear now? Yeah, yeah, if I follow dharma, he says to follow dharma, and if, see, I see people who do not follow dharma, they are doing very well, and following dharma, what have I achieved? Why should I follow dharma? Let me also go against dharma. That means what? There's no respect. You really do not see Bhagavan's vision. See, many people come and tell me this. Many people simply, even in India, not only here, okay, even in India also, people do lots of wrong things, make a lot of money and go to the temples and put the money in the hundi. They also share their papam to Bhagavan. Bhagavan knows how to take money from them, okay? They go to the temples and put some money in the, you know, that temple, the treasury, then they put the money there. And they come back, they say, okay, light, doesn't matter, I did a lot of things, not wrong things, I earned money and put some share my profit also, what now? Great big profit I made by through wrong means. I put some money in the temples, no? For again, donation to temple. So what now? Bhagavan will free me? No. Bhagavan accepts that. Bhagavan takes money for some things. But you, for the wrong action you did, Bhagavan will not come to protect you. You know that? You had to pay for that. Oh, you came to my temple, you have shared. Bhagavan also, you make Bhagavan also adharmi. Bhagavan shares your adharma money, okay, and you think he will join hands with you and then he won't punish you. Bhagavan is like a human being, then he can do all those things. I become obligated, okay, you share your, isn't it, profit, you earned the wrong means, okay, then I won't show you to other people. Bhagavan is not, Bhagavan is straight, Bhagavan is law and order. Bhagavan cannot help you punishing you, okay, he will definitely, because that Bhagavan is law and order. This is what I'm saying. That means what? You do not follow. It's called absence of anushtanam. Now what anushtanam is a noun. Anutishtanti is a verb. Anushtanam. Say that now. Anushtanam. Anushtanam means following, living. Isn't it? Regularly living is what now? Anushtanam. Anushtanam. Not one day. Not today. Every minute, continuously, I live the dharma. It's called anushtanam, dharma anushtanam, following, isn't it? So, ye manavaha, mama matam na anutishtanti, isn't it? Those who do not follow. Why they do not follow? Because they do not respect. Where there is no respect, they cannot follow. When you don't respect Bhagavan's teaching, because you are critical. Why you are critical? Because you are skeptical. You're doubtful. Why you are doubtful? Because you really have no clarity buddhi here. You see, people who do wrong actions in the universe, in the creation, in this world, I know how they make money, how they live their lives, how they do very well, they're very comfortably placed, and I also see people who are highly righteous, they suffer. This is my understanding. People who are righteous are suffering. Bhagavan did not help righteous people. And people who are wrongdoers, they are flourishing and they are doing very well, they are enjoying pleasures. Bhagavan did not punish them. So where is Bhagavan? Where is dharma? Where is order? It's all nothing. We have to know, we are clever enough, we think our cleverness is unfortunately, okay, non-righteousness, and then is mistaken for what now? You know, cheating is the mistaken for cleverness and sharpness and shrewdness. Isn't it? That is not right actually. But that is not the way. Wrongdoers, if they are enjoying better life, more pleasures and happy life, that is because present life they are earning papam. That present enjoyment of pleasures is what? The past punya phalam. As good people are righteous now, she is suffering now because it is past papa karma phalam. Which we don't understand. And so we are critical of teachings. Where is Bhagavan? Where is dharma? Where is order? This is what I see. This is my perceptual understanding. So I don't want to fool myself. Let me also be very clever. Let me also be very sharp, shrewd. Let it not be behave like a fool. Let me be foolish. So what now? We have to go do wrong things. I don't care what Bhagavan says, what dharma says, what Shastram says, what other people say. Let me do what is right for me. Let me do what is thing. No? This is called Abhyasuyanam. Understand now?
Abhyasuya means what now? Being critical, being skeptical, thereby being critical, thereby not being respectful, thereby not following. Okay, Abhyasuyantaha. What now? Anasu Abhyasuyantaha, Anasu Asuyantaha. Abhyasuyantaha, me matam na anatishtanti. They do not follow Shastra's vision, they do not follow Shastra's teaching, they do not follow Bhagavan's vision, Bhagavan's teaching. Then such people, what happened? He Arjuna, know those people to be Nashtaha. Who are they? They are people good for nothing, gone. Nashtaha. Nashta means what now? In the long run, they will lose their thinking capacity at all. They will lose the buddhi. You know that? The power of discrimination they will lose. Nashtaha. Viddhi. Viddhi means, hey Arjuna, know those people to be whom? Nashtan Viddhi. Nashtaha. Then he says what now? Sarvajnana vimudaha. They'll be deluded forever. Not their delusion will be not only about the Atmanatma delusion. Not only they'll be confused of Atma and Atma, they'll be deluded in every respect. Anything, everything they'll be deluded. Okay? Such people cannot have, see, people who are not righteous really cannot have good cognitive skills. Really. They cannot really, very dull. They will become very, very dull in the long run. The more you do adharma, the more you will become dull also. So, sarvajnana, every discipline, with regard to every discipline, they will be deluded. And what to talk of the atmanatma jnana? They will be harvajnana imodaha. They will be nashtaha. They know them to be such people. See, I told you one second chapter, we read this verse. How slowly they become, what is nasha, what is destruction of a human being? Death is not destruction. Death is very natural change, isn't it? Once you are born, you are living, and you die. Everybody dies one day. Isn't it? Death is natural thing, we can't help. Everybody has to die one day. So that is not nasha. No, what is nasha? While living as a human being, as living a human being, and losing one's, the capacity to think, is what? Buddhi nasha. The capacity to think is a very, very special boon for a human being that you will lose. Now, when you lose that, when you do not even know that you are losing on the self-consciousness, Bhagavan has blessed you with naturally, that you will lose. Then you will lose your capacity to think. That's called buddhinasha. That is the pranasha. When that will happen? When you are mad. That's why any mad person, if you say, one, those people who become mad, mental disorder comes, then what they first they lose, you know that? In mental disorder, what is the problem? Height of mental disorder. Depression, slowly different degrees of depression. You know what is the, when do you call depression, rejection, and then, height of mental insanity is what? The insane people lose this, they do not even know I am. You know that? That they lose the self-consciousness. They are awake, but they do not know they are. And they do not, that is for because they do not know they are, and they cannot think. The capacity to think is not there. They do not know. Completely, they do not have any say over the thoughts. That is why thoughts come, as the thoughts come, their actions are completely, they're mechanically, they're very mechanical. They're programmed like animals. A cow comes, sees the green thing, it runs to eat it. Programmed. These people worse than animals also. At least animal will stand from a distance, see whether the other, somebody gardener is there with a stick. It will go back. these mad people do not even know that. Know that? They do not know they are, and they do not know what they are doing. That is why they do, that's why they are tearing and dunning and jumping. Then you have no control. That they want to do. Completely, see, physically healthy. And mind also is what now? Mind, so many thoughts come and go. Only one thing is missing. My God, mind is, important thing is missing. What is that? Capacity to think, to manage the thoughts. No, they can't do. Why? There is no knowledge. I am lost. They call mad people, isn't it? That madness is what? Losing, that is now buddhi shakti. This is called losing buddhi shakti. Is pranasha, not simple nasha, ordinary nasha, pranasha, total destruction. Why? They lose that, a wonderful opportunity of being able to discover the self. They do not even know, there is no knowledge I am, how are they going to know who I am, what I am? They have become disqualified for jnanam forever. In this janma, we don't know which janma they have had to come back again. That is pranasha. That is why we have to protect our mind. We will never lose mental strength. That is why prayers, that is why ordinary people, doesn't matter, jnanam is somewhere, moksha is somewhere. Until you gain the jnanam, at least this emotional strength you should not leave. Hold on to that which keeps you going as a human being. That is why so many prayers will give you no remedy. It help you keep going, pushing on, isn't it? And you manage somehow yours. So prayer is a must. Prayer, worship, you know, all these pariharams, all help you to manage situations. Manage, handle the pain. Isn't it? Handle and get over. Handle and overcome. Handle and overcome. Handle and overcome. Don't lose. Because pain can take all your attention. Even the pain in a small finger can take all your attention. Suppose some small pain has, is there any one small part of the body, you have pain, what will happen? All the attention of the mind goes to that part. Even physical pain can take all your attention. What happens to the mind? Emotional pain. It can take total attention. It doesn't allow you to involve in anything else. It will hold you forever. That's all you lost. One point, this one point, you will lose the self-consciousness. That is called madness. That's called insanity. Know that? So Bhagavan says, how are you going to? You can't, you know, one has to learn to manage one's thoughts. One has to protect one's buddhi shakti. Bhagavan has blessed. The capacity to think, one has to protect, one has to preserve, one has to sustain, isn't it? And how? And also the capacity to think become what now? This becomes sharper and sharper and sharper and sharper, subtler and subtler. How are you going to make it subtler and sharper? You don't lose it. Not that you have it. Bhagavan has blessed you with the buddhi shakti. You have it, maintain it, preserve it, make it sharper and sharper and subtler. Instead, don't lose it. You can understand now, you can make it sharpest or you can lose it. If you follow live life karma yoga, you are making it sharper and sharper and sharper and subtler. If you don't live a life of karma yoga, in the long run you will lose it. We lose, you're mad, insane. If you understand now, if you make it sharpest, you are the wise person. Understand now? That is the difference. Very important. Therefore, there is no way off. Unless, now that is why it's very important for one to be conscious and sensitive, not to hurt, not to do. So live in harmony with the order. How can I live my life in harmony with the order? You know, first of all, I had to do. Do, know my duties, do my duties, know my role plays,
No, do whatever I have to do in every role play, and whatever I have to do, see irrespective of what I am going to face, loss or gain, honor or dishonor, what I have to do is in conformity with dharma. That commitment is the commitment to Bhagavan, isn't it? That is what is not doubting Bhagavan's teaching. Not to critical of Bhagavan's teaching. Otherwise, if you doubt means, you will lose for abhyasuyantaha. Isn't it? Abhyasuyantaha, being critical. Ye me matam na anutishtanti, those who do not follow this Bhagavan's teaching of what? Living a life in harmony with, in tune with universal natural law and order. This is what is secret. Okay? What is the teaching? Living one's life. Live, let live. Understand now? It means what? Live, let live means what? How should you live? I do adharma, you also do adharma. No. Live, let live means what? Living one's life in harmony, in tune with universal natural law and order without rubbing against the order. For which, there's only way you can live a life in harmony with the order. That is called what? Living a life of karma yoga. In what way can you live your life without rubbing the universal order, law and order? Very important. That is the most responsible human being's job. Who is the responsible, most responsible, the most mature human being? How should he live? His life should be what? In conformity with, isn't it? In harmony with, in tune with universal law and order. How? Only way, live a life of karma yoga. That is the only way you can become more sensitive, alert, sharp, your cognitive skills also will be developed, and you will have the peace, calm mind, peaceful mind, and you will also what now? You can entertain what? The contemplative disposition of the mind, which will bless you with all subtle facts, will become very sharp, will become very clear. All facts you will appreciate. There is no way shortcut method at all. No, there is no shortcut method. You can buy everything but you can't enjoy. I told you in the class, you can buy books, you cannot buy reading. You can read books, you can't buy understanding. You can buy a house, you can't buy living there. You can't buy make it a home. Isn't it? You can buy, but you can't enjoy. That is possible. Discovery. How can you? Bhagavan's grace is needed to have sharp intellect, to understand such subtle facts, and to relax and to rejoice and to see the fullness, to revel in fullness. Bhagavan's grace is needed. There is no other way of tapping Bhagavan's grace without living one's life in tune with the order. For which, dharmam chara. That is why for us always paramo dharmaha, ahimsa paramo dharma means that ahimsa implies all the values. One umbrella, no, under one thing, if you follow ahimsa, all other values become followed in life. There is no way of following ahimsa without following other values. Is it? That's why ahimsa paramo dharma. Dharmam chara. Live a life of dharma means what? Living one's life in tune with universal natural law and order. That is the only way, being wherever I am, as a small speck of this is universe. In the scheme of things, I'm also part of the universe. You know? I'm really contributing for the world peace. There's no other way of contributing for the world peace. You can't bring in peace which is not there. Okay, peace is already there. It has to surface. Understand now, we people think, well, we were caught for world peace. You lose your peace working for world peace. Because you're already restless. You are not peaceful. You be peaceful, then you do things in conformity with dharma, then you're naturally, effortlessly contributing for the world peace. Jagat Shanti, once you have first your Shanti. People who organize the peace conferences get so agitated and restless, and then they become sick after that. Organizing conference means what? Isn't it? We heard about all these things. We never believed in all these things, okay? Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the whole Jagat is one family. We can't be one family. It's all different cultures and different things, but still we believed in it. How? If I do what I have to do, if my actions are in conformity with dharma, with a small little place and small little things, still I'm contributing for the people who are worldwide. Understand now? Because I am friendly with sun, I am friendly with the moon, I am friendly with the constellations, I am friendly with all earth, friendly with space, friendly with all the nature, entire nature. Why? My thought, word and deed are identical. What I mean, what I say, what I do, what I mean. Isn't it? Dharma Rakshanam means what? Where is Dharma Rakshanam? It's not simply running orphanages and going and helping the charities. Giving some £10 to every month to a charity. Isn't first charity begins at home? Means what now? Isn't charity, of course, I'm not saying you should not do any service activities. That's also good. Isn't it? So all those activities also become yoga. Okay, you work hard, you go out, earn money, help other people, that's all fine. But all those are all karma only. You call service, and it's also karma. The punya karma, I'm not saying no, but punya karma, but still it will be binding, not yoga. If there is no attitude. Any service activities, even the charitable activities, etc., become just the binding karma, punya karma, not papa karma. Of course, you're not doing papa karma. It's a punya karma, but still binding. There is no yoga there, because no purusharthrishya, no commitment to jnanam, no, okay, a lot of dadas, you know, they loot money and give it to charities. There are some people who work hard, you know, cycle all over, go for 2 miles and miles and work hard, spend their genuine energy and time, collect money genuinely and give also. There are different ways of charities also. What I'm saying, doesn't matter, anything you do must be in conformity with dharma. That is very important. That is how you are in harmony with the order. Isn't it? Then the attitude, purusharthanischaya, all these things together make what? Karma yoga. Then you are following Bhagavan's vision. If you follow Bhagavan's vision, you will be liberated. If you do not follow, what will happen? No doubt, it will lead to madness. Madness means what now? You will lose that buddhi shakti. So Bhagavan says here, okay, she says, Sarva Jnana Vimudaha Vimudam Stan Viddhi Nashtam Achetasaha Achetasaha. Okay, they will be what now? Okay, we'll see the next. They lose their thinking capacity, they are lost people, they'll be deluded in every respect. Okay, we'll see the Bhashyam. Yetu means what now? Whereas those other people, who are the people? Tade Viparitaha means what now? People who are opposed to those who were been mentioned earlier. First shloka, we mentioned about the people who follow Bhagavan's vision. Viparitaha means what? People who are opposed to those people. That means what? Those who do not follow Bhagavan's vision. Me matam.
Abhyasuyantaha.
This vision of mine, isn't it? Abhyasuyantaha means what Bhagavan Shankara says? Nindantaha. No, censuring, criticizing, isn't it? Being critical.
na anuvartante
me matam.
So those who do not follow my vision, being critical of my vision, being doubtful about my vision, is it? Such people,
sarveshu jnaneshu, vividham moodaha.
See, sarveshu jnaneshu vividham moodaha means what now? They will be deluded in many ways, not in one way, okay? They will be deluded in many ways. Sometimes they may mistake wrong things for the right things, and they'll be leaning emotionally, they'll be clinging on to people, you know, wrong gurus, wrong teachings, wrong people, not with wrong intention, with the right intention also. They're stuck somewhere emotionally, completely deluded. Then emotionally they're caught up. They'll be trapped in a lot of emotional entanglements. People are naturally easily emotional, no? Then they'll get, such people become very, very emotional, given to lots of other things, completely deluded.
Te sarvajnana vimodhaha tan.
Vidhi
Janihi.
So, sarvajnana vimudaha tan janihi means what? They are deluded not only with respect to this atmanatma jnanam, they will be deluded in every respect. Even day to day life, they won't be very clear. They can't make right decisions. They'll always be confused. They'll always be deluded in every field, everything.
Nashtan, Nashamgatan,
Achetasah,
Avivekinaha.
So, Avivekinaha means what now? Achetasah means, Avivekinaha means they lack discriminative knowledge. And then what now? He says, Nashamgataha means what now? They are lost. It is very, very, very difficult to protect those people. At least there is some streak of insanity you find. Immediately you take the person to the doctor, psychiatrist, and he can try something. After he can try some with a few sedatives and few shock treatments and put him to sleep and help him and talk to him and bring him back to the facts and realities, and then he can be brought back. At least he will be protected. But these people, who are the people who completely lost, nothing can be done, no shock treatment help, there's some height of madness, no shock treatment helps, no medicine helps, no sedative. Even they can, if you give 100 tablets, they can't sleep. They will be sitting like this. You know that? Very difficult. And that is when, what do? Chain them. And even chain, they can, they're very strong, can break things. Are you protected? I'm saying, generally, how people go mad. That's a different point, okay? But here, if you do not live a life in conformity with dharma, if you leave alone moksha, leave alone jnanam, even otherwise, for you to be sane, to be careful, not to be able to think correctly, even to be able to think correctly, to do things correctly, even for that you need some, now mind must have, buddhi shakti needs what now? Definitely your actions must be in conformity with the order. You have a simple life. Isn't it? Once the punyam gets over, the old punyam is there, somehow you manage. It's like some people, they don't work, they don't earn any money. Still they live a luxurious life. How? Some old punyam, some ancestors earned and kept. They live, finish the money. Well, what will you do then? When the money gets over, you're a pauper.
Similarly, all punyam, as long as some old punyam is there, you manage this life. One punyam goes, what will happen? You know that. Therefore, it is not even for one to maintain. Bhagavan has given buddhi shakti. You have to maintain it. It becomes rusty, okay? You have to use it, maintain it, don't abuse, don't overuse, don't, isn't it, misuse. Use it correctly, maintain it, and do the things, right things. How? Live a life in conformity with dharma. Then you become sharp and shining and glowing, isn't it? Then all the facts will become revealed to you. They are the rishis. You know. Yes, all, why special rishis? They have special things. Any human mind, isn't it? Anybody can become a rishi. You should have the mental disposition, that's all. They discovered all subtle facts. So, okay, now? Yeah, we have to go also. Okay. So, we'll see, continue next class. I think I should be able to cover, complete the next class. I try to cover. Third chapter.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamadaya.